Community organizers are thrilled that President Obama, once a community organizer himself, is in the White House. They hope to have a seat at the table and a better chance to help the populations they represent. NPR's Pam Fessler is following one group of organizers this year to see if they get their wish. Today, she reports on their efforts to influence the economic stimulus bill.
Steve Savner is with the Center for Community Change, an organizing group in Washington. He's instructing some grassroots activists on how to get more affordable housing money in the stimulus bill.
In a way, as the chair of the committee that's in charge of it,
he says Hawaii Senator Dan Inouye is key.
He's proposed, I think, $2.25 billion, and we want him to go up to $5 billion.
That's a pretty ambitious request. But community activists, like everyone else, are eager to stake their claim in the first big debate of the new administration. They figure what happens here will set the tone for months to come. Which is why the center brought 10 grassroots activists to Washington last week for some team building and a trip to Capitol Hill. They plan to bring in similar groups each week until May to push for housing, health care, and jobs. But for a generation, community activists have focused their attention on state and local government, not Congress. So the center's Kate Van Winkle has some pointers. Fine-tune your pitch and try to get a commitment.
And I would also recommend today, tonight, and tomorrow morning, thinking about your story. What's going to stick in the mind of that staff person or that member of Congress that's really going to sway them?
Everybody, thank you, Eli.
Thank you, Eli.
Thank you.
So the following morning, armed with tales of relatives and friends without jobs or health insurance, the activists arrive on Capitol Hill. They have lists of places to go and maps to guide them through the maze of offices.
Why don't we head up to Longworth and Ken, and then come back here, try to be back here by 11 to do our Rayburn meeting.
Eddie Morales with the Center for Community Change has been teamed up with Denise Smith of the Virginia Organizing Project and Miriam Pena with a Colorado-based immigrants' rights group.
So we're looking for 1201.
And this is
1232. Are we in the right area?
Their first visit is what's called a drop-in, no appointment, at the office of Virginia Democrat Bobby Scott.
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm Denise.
Hi.
Smith.
I'm David Daly. Nice to meet you.
Smith introduces herself to one of the congressman's aides, then makes her pitch.
We want to try to make sure that some of the jobs that are being created go to low-income people. You know, in my district especially, I'm Southwest. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with Bland County.
He isn't really. Her tiny county is located in the Appalachian Mountains. Congressman Scott's from a different region. But Smith notes that the Virginia Organizing Project, where she's a volunteer, operates statewide.
We gave out 300,000 voter guides last year, and we knocked on about 150,000 doors.
All across Virginia?
All across Virginia. And what it was to give them a guide and say, what are your concerns?
And now the group has a database of everyone it's talked to, part of a national network for like-minded groups. In fact, while Smith was in Washington, her colleagues back at the Virginia Organizing Project were emailing thousands of state residents, asking them to urge Congress to support health insurance for immigrant children, something else on Smith's agenda.
Yeah, we're working real hard on it. Yeah,
I'm sure that the congressman sees this before he goes down to vote.
Thank you so very, very much. Right. Good to meet you.
Nice meeting you, too, Smith.
Not bad for a first congressional visit, but the next one's better. They have an appointment with Smith's own congressman, Democrat Rick Boucher. They already know each other, a big plus on Capitol Hill.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. Good to see you again. Welcome. I'm glad you're here today.
Boucher is definitely sympathetic to the group's call for more job opportunities, but despite her instructions, Smith fails to nail down the congressman on specifics.
In this job stimulus thing, I would love to see that it go to low-income, minority women.
Well, my answer to that is that job training is a pervasive need. And across our society, we need funding to enable people to obtain relevant job skills.
That's a far cry from the commitment the group had hoped for, but Smith does get something else, an invitation to return.
You should make this an annual meeting, and you can bring me up to date on what the needs are in Bland County and across the region.
Oh, across the state.
Gabe Gonzalez, who's directing the campaign at the Center for Community Change, says that's very important. What they're trying to do is to build a network with some long-term clout. To that end, he says, the 300 community groups involved in the effort think they're more influential if they stick together.
We've all made a fundamental agreement that if there is something moving in Congress that can benefit our communities as a whole, then we will all support it, regardless of the primary focus of the organization.
Still, it's unclear if the strategy will work. The scorecard after week one? No luck getting more housing funds or jobs for low-income workers, but Congress did pass health insurance for immigrant children. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.